George Jeffreys, 28. George Jeffreys woke up in isolation. George Jeffreys woke up in isolation in a hotel in Darling Harbour. It was second week of their COVID quarantine, and Claire and the 3-year-old Corbin were splashing in the shower with a view over moon-cleansed Sydney, where the glitter seemed hysterical with, he thought, mild cabin fever. In a week, they'd stay again at the house of Claire's mother in Mount Druitt, but he wasn't unhappy here, or anywhere, he realised these days, as he felt internally quieter. In the glass wall window, he could see a quarter of Sydney with Claire and Corbin superimposed over, like a Renoir mother and child in Wistbury at a river, the garments being stray fluorescent fog. I am her lover. Part of his tranquility was to choose his diction sharper and to be excited by it, and the designation partner was not as sustaining as the intimate one. However, she had pointed out that a partner could be a dancer, and the reflection of her stretching up in the water made him touch the prismed ice of the window picture, as if holding her up lightly, she coming there. Syria, where they had just again been, was not turning vaguer in their memories. The Kurds bargaining again with America, with oil neither owned, the various jihadis in departure, either home to ignite Western cities, undermine China, or work for Turkey in denuded Libya. But one chess master, Russia, exasperating all with moderation, was the winner, at least as long as it cared, George reflected in the harbour. Mirror, Claire and Corbin, both petite, were using one huger, cloudy hotel towel to dry themselves. Claire was in anger at new US sanctions against Syria, and so her fingers were consequently deliberately softer. She would never let herself confuse one arena with another. Would she be forever without spontaneity, sometimes she would ponder, if it hadn't been for George's provocations? He fixed supper. She knew he'd been unsettled by a review of his last memoir, in which the critics stated Claire grew but not George. She'd reassure him about that later, she promised the harbour. They had steamed over, as if the world did not exist, children confused with hunger, who still wondered if politeness would mean some sort of dinner, not the wrench around of the screw in their COVID horror. Claire, who had used soap that dissolved like Damascus jasmine, but sweeter, dried Corbin's hair with the last dry bit of towel, an incarnated to savour, olive oil and spice-rich smells from their double burner.